And it's time once again to join the folks from Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital and do our little COVID-19 checkup. Joining me this morning is Sherry Payne and Dr. Heather MacArthur. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So let's start in with we didn't have a show last week. So let's go back a couple weeks to the incident involving a couple employees at our local Dutch Brothers here. I understand, Sherry, you guys had a huge volume of calls following that incident. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Yes, that's exactly right. So when that incident occurred and it was on the news and on Facebook, people in the community had a lot of concerns because we know a lot of people frequent that particular place at Dutch Brothers a lot. And so we started getting basically inundated with phone calls, and it was more than what we had the ability to manage. So there was, unfortunately, very long waits, some waits of over an hour that people were actually holding on, and a lot of lost calls. So that actually went on for about a week and a half, and it was very concerning to us. We were working on a solution for that as soon as we could. And it was very concerning to the community. We had people coming in to the clinic, coming into the hospital, calling the hospital switchboard, just with concern about if they needed to be tested and what they should do if they had been to Dutch Brothers. Thankfully, we've seen that volume decrease now. And we have also had an increase in staffing on our phones. And so we are decreasing those wait times and managing our phone calls much better. But, our apologies to everyone who was trying to get a hold of us that couldn't, because we wanted to be there for the community, but we just really didn't have the bandwidth. We had also pulled some of our staffing resources to set up additional car screening swabs. So we were doing more COVID screenings during that time, and we had to redirect some of our staff to do that also. So
now what does a person have to be experiencing in order to get a COVID-19 test?
So I think there were three different criteria. One was a symptomatic patient. So obviously, as we've all seen on the news, we're looking for patients who have fever, have runny nose, a loss of smell, shortness of breath, cough, those typical COVID symptoms that we're looking for. And that would be one category. And then we have another category, which would be an asymptomatic patient who we definitely know they've been exposed to a COVID positive patient in their home. And an exposure is someone who has been not wearing a mask within 6 feet of that patient for longer than 15 minutes. And then that other third criteria would be someone who needs a procedure, who's going to be admitted to the hospital, or who's going to be traveling and needs to have a negative test in order to do that. So that second criteria, that 6 feet, no mask, 15 minutes, that seemed to be the window that a lot of people had concern about, especially with Dutch Brothers, where they were driving through, picking up a coffee. Did I get an exposure because maybe I was wearing a mask, maybe I wasn't. I was in the drive-through line. Did I get exposed to that employee? And so we actually worked with the health department to try to make sure that we were testing those potential patients who met that specific criteria. And we found that many people didn't meet the criteria per health department guidelines. So we tried to work closely with Lane County Health Department in guiding us how to choose who actually met criteria to be tested.
And I bet that's kind of hard to convince somebody who really thinks they need to be tested that may not fall into that category. But what about people that are concerned that they may have it? Should they call ahead, to the clinic? What do they need to do?
Absolutely. And with Sherry here, I think we've had a phenomenal help from our walk-in clinic. We would really appreciate those, especially those who are asymptomatic or those who are mildly symptomatic, to call ahead, go through that process. We have some wonderful triage nurses who help them go through those questions and then schedule an appointment.
And we have, as Sherry said, increased our resources to be able to get them in for an appointment. And most of them, we do a drive-in appointment. They come in, they stay in their car. We come out to them in their car and test them. And then they never have to leave their vehicle. And then we don't have to worry about additional exposure to potentially an ill patient who might be in the waiting room of the walk-in clinic for something else. And then we limit their exposure to others who might be sick with something else as well in the walk-in clinic or the emergency room. And so we're trying to keep isolation as much as we can by giving them a scheduled time, limit their waiting. They just drive up, get their tests, and then go home. The biggest weight we're finding, I think, is once we can get you in, get your test, we are seeing some increased waiting time for results. Unfortunately, that nationwide testing shortage is becoming an issue, had been an issue for Florence. We'd worked very hard to get those times decreased. We still are seeing about a 48 to 72 hour turnaround time, and hoping to keep it there. But boy, our lab people tell us it's just a constant battle to keep those times down. And we may see some increasing times as we move forward, depending on the number of tests a day.
Now, what number should they call if they have concerns?
So the main phone number, 541-997-7134. We also encourage the use of our patient online, our online portal, to message your provider team if you have a question that is maybe not related to COVID, or maybe you just need to get a message to your provider. We encourage using that system.
And our providers have been really doing a good job of trying to get back as quickly as they can. And then if they recognize, oh, you need a test, they're able to send a message through to our nurses, and then you will get a call as a patient from our nursing staff to get you scheduled for an appointment. So you may not be able to get through, like last week, our call center. You may actually get a call from them because you messaged our Peace Health provider through that online system. And so we are trying our best to increase availability that way.
So switching gears a little bit here, Dr. MacArthur, you know, obviously this is a big travel time for folks coming to the coast here, a very big tourist drop for people. What about people that are heading from here to maybe to go to other parts of Oregon or beyond for some time away? Is it still best to stay close to home?
Well, obviously the safest answer is to postpone your plans and stay close to home. Keep quarantining as much as you can, wear a mask, hand sanitize, and 6 feet. I obviously know that people are going to want to travel at this time. I think we're all getting that. I think they used to call it in Hawaii that island fever. We're all kind of stuck in our little space and want to leave. So obviously a staycation, I guess, is the term lately has been. It would be the best idea. If you want to go other places and really desperate to get out, I think it would be really important to be prudent in your thought process about how can I best protect myself and my family as I do that.
I would imagine outdoors in areas where people are very limited would probably be a good thing. But I understand you have some tips to share. What advice would you offer?
So, I mean, for me, the biggest thing is trying to, obviously, outdoors is a good thing. Trying to maintain your 6 feet from others, wear a mask, wash your hands. Think about traveling, if you're traveling with a high-risk group, do you have an elderly family member that you're going to visit? And obviously, we all want to see our family members that we love, but are we seeing the potential of an exposure to that family member? Are we going to be traveling while we feel ill? Here in the clinic and in the hospital, we check for our temperatures every single day. Is that something that you can do? Can you check your own temperature to make sure that you're checking and then protecting those that you might be exposed to? Do you really need to get on a plane, or could you go by car? If you need to stay in a hotel, is it really the best option for your family right now to be putting yourself in that kind of an exposed situation? And so really be prudent in your thought process. At the same time, as we've been looking at all of these wonderful travel sites, there's a lot of options as far as travel refunds, and those policies have changed a lot. So be sure to protect yourself as you go forward
in making those decisions. And think about, too, some places are making special exceptions and really working hard to protect each other and the general population during a pandemic. Others are not. So do your research online. See what your hotels are doing. See what the airlines are doing. Some are really doing a good job of social distancing on the plane, while others may not be. So do your homework and make sure that you're protecting yourself and your family.
Well, that's certainly some good information there. And we're just about out of time. So just quickly, are campgrounds a safe way to go, or are they getting a little too crowded too?
You know, at least in our area, every single campground seems very, very full. And so if you are wanting to stay at a campground, which I'm sure lots are, please do your best to try to social distance, wear a mask when you're near others, use good hand hygiene. It seems to be kind of a challenge with bathrooms and trying to go in and out of bathrooms. Do your best to protect yourself and others if you can, and be mindful of if you are starting to have symptoms or feel sick, to be aware of that and to go home and keep yourself away from others that might be having symptoms also.
All right, Dr. Heather MacArthur, Sherry Payne. Sherry, give us the phone number for the clinic one more time before we go.
501-997-7134.
997-7134. Thank you both for joining me this morning. Good information. And it's good to know that we got people out there in your line of work that are keeping us safe. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, George. Have a wonderful day.
All righty. That's our Peace Health, Peace Harbor checkup for this Tuesday morning.